Hi, and welcome to the Journey from Me to We, Coaching the Five Stages of Relationships. I am David Steele. I am founder of Relationship Coaching Institute, and I'm happy you're here. We get to share our passion for relationships with you, making a difference in the world of relationships, and doing so from a coaching perspective. We are really passionate about coaching as the way to support people to achieve their most important goals in life. So we're excited to share that with you today. So here is what we are going to cover. We're going to share with you three levels of relationships, our five stages of relationships and relationship coaching that follows those five stages. We are going to share lots and lots of relationship coaching tips and strategies and tools for you for each stage. And that by itself is just a lot. We also have a lot of products and programs that we've developed over the years that are very, very useful for each stage, and we will share those with you as well. And we would very much like to share with you about how great we are here at RCI and how wonderful our training is and how we are committed to your success as a relationship coach. So we will definitely share with you a bit about us, about RCI. So question for you. All of us, actually, you know, why are we here? And for me, I'm here because I had a pretty miserable childhood, and it was always a mystery to me how to have a successful relationship. I did not have that modeled for me when I was a kid, and I, you know, tried and failed at a couple of marriages. Third time was a charm, thank you very much. But it's been a lifelong journey for me to figure out and kind of become comfortable with the whole world of relationships. Relationships are complex. You can't really control them because it's not just about you. And so that's why I'm here. This is my passion. This is what's probably most important in the world, you know, how we get along as nations. The future of our society all hinges on relationships. And all the way down to our you know, marriage and having children and families. So to me, there's nothing more important than the world of relationships. So it's where I can do my best work and apply my best energy. And here at Relationship Coaching Institute, we are committed to making a difference in the world of relationships, partially by training you and supporting you to be a highly successful relationship coach, whether it's for singles or for couples or for both. And we are also committed to making a difference in the world of relationships by continuing to pioneer strategies and tools and paradigms and programs that, you know, really help people. And we will share more about that with you today. But why are you here? Hopefully you're here because you have a passion for relationships as well. And you would like to learn a few things that would be helpful in your life, your relationships, in working with your clients, or maybe you're considering becoming a coach and you want to get a peek at what that would look like. And so thank you for being here, and we will absolutely, you know, meet your expectations of what your goal is for being here. So let's get right into it. Three levels of relationships. First is stuck. This is where there are serious problems to be solved. And I don't know about you, but I've been stuck in my relationships many times in the past. And even as a relationship expert, a marriage and family therapist who specialized working with couples, you know, I was not able to fix my own relationships because it really does take two. And this is where a lot of our clients might come to us. Sometimes there are solvable problems. Sometimes there are unsolvable problems. Sometimes it's a relationship breaker. Sometimes it's just something they have to figure out so that they can move on. But many clients will come to you because they are just stuck. And the reason they're stuck is they have a serious problem and they are just not able to figure it out. The second level of relationships that we deal with is functional relationships. And these are people who are quite functional in their relationships. They can communicate effectively. They can solve problems. They can negotiate. They can compromise. But, you know, they want more. And as coaches, we love this. You know, we are certainly available to help people that are stuck and solve problems. You know, that's, you know, of course that's important to us. But working with people that have an important goal in their life, they have a vision for what they want in their life, they want to achieve that vision, they are striving towards something bigger and better and more meaningful for themselves, you know, we love that. And so targeting functional people and functional relationships. As a therapist, a marriage and family therapist in my office in Silicon Valley, California, specializing working with couples in crisis, I didn't see these couples. I saw all the stuck ones. And when they became functional, I graduated them. I say, congratulations, you know, you don't need therapy anymore. And they were happy to stop, you know, therapy. And I did not know what to do with them once they become functional. That wasn't included in my training. And, you know, it was our job to solve problems and help people achieve functionality. And once they were functional, then they were ready to be on their own. However, this is not the end. And when you are functional, then you find yourself ready for and wanting more. And that's sort of like the human impulse is to evolve. You know, we always want to evolve. We always want to get to the next level. And we might be satisfied and happy with the level that we're at for a while. And then we get impatient and we want more. So this is cool, working with functional people, functional couples. This is where coaching really, really shines. And then there are advanced partnerships, advanced relationships, you know, clients that have advanced skills and experiences. And this is where they don't really have problems. There are no problems. And it's not because they're special or they're perfect or anything like that. It's just simply because when you, have a few basic problem-solving skills, you're able to anticipate problems and prevent them. You're able to deal with them effectively when they come up. And so they are not problems. They're just things. They're just issues that need to be dealt with, and then you move on. And so when you reach that level, and I call that level happily ever after, when you are at the level of which you are happy, you don't have problems anymore, you know, isn't that cool? That is an advanced level of functioning and relationship. And then you are ready for the gold. And we are going to talk about that. And our five stages of relationships really do address that. This stage, you know, I had no idea in the past what it looked like. I had no idea how to help people in this stage. It was a total, total mystery to me. But, you know, 18 years later after founding Relationship Coaching Institute and really immersing myself in how relationships work and how we can support people to have successful relationships from a coaching perspective, then this stage, the advanced stage, really stands out as with clarity and exactly how to achieve it and exactly how to help people achieve it. So that's I'm very excited about sharing that with you today. So that's kind of our three levels of relationships. That's the three levels of people and clients and couples that will come to see you. The ones that are stuck, that have serious problems to be solved. The ones that are functional, they have problems, they communicate effectively and solve their problems. And then the ones that are advanced, they don't have any problems. You know, they've gotten to a level of maturity and functioning. And what can we offer them? We actually have a lot to offer them, and we will cover that today. So let's get right into the five stages of relationship coaching, and it mirrors the five stages of relationships that I identified when I first transitioned from therapist to coach. As you know, there's lots of developmental models for relationships. But when I became a coach, and I was so excited about applying coaching to relationships, I looked at relationships from new eyes. And what occurred to me, I had the biggest epiphany of my life at that point. It's only three words: singles become couples. And it became such an exciting idea for me that in the world of relationships, I can make a huge impact with the outcome of couple relationships by starting with singles, working with my clients when they're single. And that was a totally novel idea for me. It never occurred to me at all. And I didn't know anything about working with singles, so I pretty much had to start from scratch. And so in the five stages of relationship coaching, I got the sense that, okay, relationships follow these stages. It starts when you're single and then moves on from there. And so, you know, the next question is, well, when you're single and you'd like to be in a relationship, you have that goal, and as coaches, that's what we do. We support people to achieve their goals. We are a goal-oriented profession. And so when you're single and you have the goal of finding and having a successful relationship, is there something that you can do to get ready for that, to prepare for that? Yes, absolutely. And if you're not ready for it, if you don't prepare for it, you might be setting yourself up for failure. You know, there's lots of times that I've worked with clients that I wonder, you know, why are they together? And how do they choose each other? And one or both of them were absolutely not ready for a relationship at the time they got together. And I could see that after the fact. Well, what would be really cool is if we could identify, you know, that before the fact. And if we can identify, you know, what's needed to become ready for and prepare for, how can you set yourself up for success when you're single? It makes a lot of sense. Now singles don't really care about this. You know, a lot of singles, the more enlightened ones, the more conscious singles, that's why, you know, the book I wrote about this is called Conscious Dating. You know, the more conscious singles, of course they care about it. But most singles, they think they're ready for a relationship because they want it. However, there's lots of examples of life of, you know, you're not necessarily ready for something just because you want it. So this is the question, how do I prepare for a successful, lasting relationship when I'm single? It's a very enlightened question, and we have a whole program to help our clients do that. And then the second stage of relationship coaching is attraction. This is the dating phase. And the question here is, how do I find the love of my life? And this is when you are ready and you're in action and you want to find the love of your life. And, you know, what can you do to make that happen? And there's, you know, there's many possible strategies, and there's also many possible traps and things that might get in the way. And we will talk a bit more about that. So it's a very, very cool stage of working with singles. This is where they really, really, really need a reality check and a relationship coach so that they can stay true to themselves, stay true to what they're looking for, not get involved with people that aren't right for them, and, you know, have boundaries and be able to say no to what they don't want and go after what they really do want and be the chooser. It's a wonderful, wonderful stage of coaching. It's a lot of fun, by the way. And the third stage of relationship coaching is pre-commitment, and this is where the single becomes a couple. And when they become a couple, they are not committed right away. They don't know if this is going to last forever or not, if they're going to get married or not, if they're going to live together or not. But they are excited. Oh, boy, I'm in a relationship now. But what's on their mind after the initial excitement wears off is this the right relationship for me? Because what people generally want is they want a lasting relationship. You know, this whole thing about commitment, you know, there's a lot of confusion about commitment, a lot of definitions of commitment, and people that ignore commitment. But even without commitment being in the equation, people want a lasting relationship. They don't want a failed relationship. They don't want a short-term relationship, although sometimes that comes into play, and we can talk about that. You know, they want a lasting relationship. They want a successful relationship. And so it really starts with the question, is this the right relationship for me? And as coaches, we cannot answer that question for our client. And even as therapists or counselors, we can't answer that question for our client. And if we try to, I mean, you know, I've had lots of clients come to me and say, the last therapist I work with says my relationship is unhealthy and I should get a divorce. Well, you know, I think that's malpractice. I think that's irresponsible. It's not anybody's job to tell you, you know, how to live your life or what your choices should be. Our job is to support our clients to be clear about who they are and what they want and how to get what they want and make those choices align with that. And it's not by giving them advice or telling them what to do or what they should do. People generally know what they should do. You know, that's the interesting part. They just have trouble doing it. And so that's why they need a coach. The pre-commitment stage is really, it's an amazing stage to work with clients when they are, you know, they're in a relationship, they're definitely attached to somebody, they definitely don't want it to work, but they're conscious enough that, you know, they do want a lasting relationship, they want a fulfilling relationship, and they're wondering, is this the right relationship for me? And so walking them through a journey that explores that for them and helps them make a decision about that. It's a very cool stage of coaching. And then the fourth stage of relationship coaching is coupling. And I kind of think of it like coupling a trailer to a hitch. And so this is where a couple, a pre-committed couple, you know, they become committed. And in the pre-commitment stage, you know, there's a small level of commitment in terms of they are now exclusive. So when you're dating and then you decide to just date one person, you are no longer dating, you are no longer single, you are now in a relationship and you are in an exclusive relationship. But if it's not yet committed, we call it pre-committed. And we also lump in there premarital because you're still, you know, you might have made a promise to be committed, you know, in the premarital stage, but you haven't made that commitment yet. Making the commitment means that you are in the coupling stage. Now you are in it for the long haul. And if you're married, you promise to be together forever no matter what. And even if you aren't married, if you decided that you're going to move in together or become committed, you know, regardless of your definition of commitment, you know, it's pretty serious and you're just not going to walk away because there's problems. So the question is then, how do we solve the inevitable problems that come up? Everybody has problems, all relationships have problems, and how do we solve them? How do we address them? And when they have trouble solving them, then guess what? They become stuck. And this is where a lot of couples that become motivated to seek help. This is where they find a counselor or a therapist or coach. This is often the what triggers that. And, of course, we would like them to come to us when they are single, or when they first find somebody and they're wondering, is this the right relationship for me? Or, you know, when they have the goal of having a successful relationship rather than having a problem, we would love that. But the reality is a lot of people are motivated to seek you out because they are feeling stuck and they want to get unstuck. And that's okay. We have strategies, tools, and programs for helping them, and we will cover exactly what they are. So the fifth stage of relationship coaching we call bliss. And this is where a functional couple has solved their problems, and they've acquired the skills and strategies needed to prevent problems and to solve them quickly and efficiently when they do come up. And so now they are ready for happily ever after. And the question here is, well, what happens after happily ever after? Because there is, you know, remember we were talking about people need to evolve, that even when they're happy and content, that's a temporary state. You know, they tend to become impatient with that. They tend to kind of be looking to the next level. And so when you're happy, then what? And the dirty little secret of good relationships is that good becomes suffocating and boring if it doesn't continue to evolve in some way. And so bliss coaching is about helping a functional couple explore what happens after happily ever after, to continue to evolve as a couple, to deepen, you know, trust and love and connection and their sexual relationship and, you know, their goals and dreams together, and their spiritual connection. And this is where we all want to be. And this, so this is the five stages of relationship coaching, and this is what the journey looks like. So let's go over them in terms of, you know, some strategies and tools and tips for each one. So stage one, readiness. What can you do when you're single to prepare for a relationship and set yourself up for success? Well, one thing that's helpful that we coaches really believe in and do a lot, and usually this is where we start with our clients, is with their vision. Be clear about your vision. Your vision is this inner image inside you of what it is you want in your life, what you want your life to be like, And you want to make that real. You want to manifest it in real life. And so it becomes your inner guidance system. You're feeling happy and on track when you are living your vision and you're in alignment with your vision and you are achieving your vision, and you feel kind of off track and disconnected and dissatisfied and something's off or something's wrong, or you're unhappy or eventually get depressed if you are too far off track with your vision. So the first thing is to become clear about your vision. And as coaches, we have lots of strategies and tools for helping them develop that. And then be clear about your purpose. So your purpose is, you know, why are you on this planet? What is the higher meaning of your life? And you want to share that with somebody. You need a community that supports you and your purpose. You have a reason, for living. And we are feeling fulfilled, and when we are on track with our purpose, and we feel like something's missing if we are off track with our purpose. So wouldn't it be nice to be clear about what that is? And that's part of coaching singles, to help them be clear about their purpose, to become ready for relationships so they can find somebody that is in alignment with their purpose as well. And then be clear about your requirements. And this is probably the most important concept for singles, the fact that there even are requirements. Now, requirements are deal breakers. These are the non-negotiable things that you must have in a relationship or the relationship won't work for you. And there's not a million of them. There's only a few, but they're so important that you would break it off. You would not be able to live with this relationship if these requirements weren't met. You know, an obvious one for a lot of people is fidelity. If your partner sleeps around, cheats on you, then, you know, the relationship stops working for you at that point. Now, for some people, that wouldn't be a problem, but for a lot of people, it is. So this is very, very individual. And so as coaches, it is a great activity for us to help our clients be clear about their non-negotiable requirements, and we have some cool tools and strategies for helping them do that. And then they use their requirements to find a partner and measure a potential relationship against those requirements. You want to choose somebody that aligns with all of your requirements, all of them. Because remember, if one is missing, the relationship won't work. And then there are needs. So requirements are kind of like higher order needs. Needs are important. Needs are what you need to be happy, what you need to function, what you need to just, you know, get along. And in a relationship, we identify functional needs and emotional needs. So functional needs are what you just need to function in a relationship. You know, just to, you know, make dinner together or have dinner together or, you know, pay the bills or, you know, just functioning. And, you know, a lot of times couples get stuck around functional tasks and they have arguments around things that are functional, you know, things that are like parenting or paying the bills or doing chores. And so when your needs are met, you feel content and happy. If there's an unmet need, then you experience an issue. A problem, you know, something's not right, and you're feeling like you need to do something about it. And if you don't do something about it, it kind of grows and grows and grows until you can't stand it anymore. Then you kind of explode, you know. But it's definitely something that you can't just put aside. You can't just forget about or ignore. And then there are wants, being clear about your wants. Now, wants are the icing on the cake. Wants are the things that make life pleasurable and enjoyable. And they're really optional. You know, you can have a very happy life and a very fulfilling relationship without any of your wants met. But it's helpful to know what your wants are. And part of the juice in life is going after your wants. You know, really makes life juicy and then sharing that with your partner. So it's nice to know what they are. And it's also nice to know, you know, that they are not requirements and they are not needs. Now, in choosing relationships, a lot of people actually make those choices based on wants. I want somebody tall, dark, handsome, and rich. Well, the reality is, if they were short and they were ugly and they were, you know, middle class, but you could still have a highly fulfilling relationship with this person, then those are not requirements, those are not needs, you know, those are wants. So if you can do without them, their wants. And wants change, by the way. You know, it's kind of like ice cream. You know, you might feel like chocolate today, and, you know, I had chocolate yesterday. I think I'll have some vanilla today. So, you know, wants change. They get satiated easily. And you can forget about them and pass them by and lead a very happy life. So it's necessary to be clear about what they are. It's also necessary not to let your life be dictated by them or your relationship choices be dictated by them. But it does make it juicy when you are able to achieve your wants in your life and relationship. So also in the readiness stage, it's important to be clear about your relationship history and patterns. And not so much from a therapy standpoint of healing, you know, the wounds from your past relationships, but just to be conscious and aware of your tendencies. That if you tend to get involved with the wrong guys, wouldn't it be helpful to know, the pattern of choice making that you've had in the past so that you can be aware of that and make different choices in the future? So that is the reason why we as coaches look to the past and we look at patterns. It's so that we can make more effective conscious choices. Not so that we can analyze and interpret and understand, even though those are wonderful values, but it's simply that we can make more effective choices. And so it's a fun activity in relationship coaching for singles to help them look at their relationship history and patterns, and you can tease out a lot of requirements and needs and wants from that. And you can also identify patterns that, you know, you tend to be at risk of. And once you shine the light on those patterns, once they become clear, it's so much easier to avoid doing it or to allow somebody else to help you avoid it because, you know, they know that about you. And then in the readiness stage, we identify and address what we call readiness issues. And a readiness issue is anything that could sabotage a relationship from working if you were to get involved in a relationship. You know, if you're still in a custody battle with your ex, you know, that might interfere with the success of your next relationship. If you are going to school full-time and working full-time and don't have much time for a relationship, then that becomes a readiness issue. Maybe you're not ready for a relationship because you don't have time for a relationship. So there's lots of things that could interfere with the success of a relationship, and we call those readiness issues. And in our conscious dating program, we have a whole, you know, relationship readiness assessment to help clients identify what those might be. And, you know, those are all areas for coaching. And then the type of relationship that you are seeking. Now, there is more than one type of dating relationship. There's at least three. And the functional versions of those, there's two. So those two are recreational dating relationships and committed dating relationships. So recreational relationships mean that you are not ready for or looking for a committed relationship. You just want to have fun. And so the hallmark of recreational relationships is it's not exclusive. You're dating around. You're playing the field. And if you are exclusive or you are looking to date one person, you're looking for an exclusive relationship, then we call that committed dating. So you're looking for one partner to be with. If you're not looking for just one partner to be with, you don't want to be with any one person. You just want to be single. You want to enjoy life. You want a variety of relationships in your life, then we call that recreational dating. Those are two very, very valid forms of dating relationships. And so it's very important to be clear about the type of relationship that you're seeking when you are dating and when you're in the readiness stage and getting ready to date. And, you know, we can't just assume. Us as coaches, and I'll include me here, I highly value marriage. I highly value committed relationships. You know, I want to be with one person for the rest of my life and really explore the depths and heights of what's possible in relationships. And I don't think I can do that with a variety of people. So, you know, and that's me. So the type of relationship that, you know, I'm seeking when I date is, you know, I want a committed relationship. And so that is a particular kind of dating journey. And we will talk about exactly what that looks like. And recreational dating is a whole other kind of dating journey. And if you're wondering, the third type of dating relationship, you know, we call the mini marriage. So the mini marriage is where you're not, you know, really conscious of one or the other, of, you know, recreational dating or committed dating. You're just dating. You're dating because you don't want to be alone. You're dating because you're single. And, you know, you date this person, you get involved with them. Oh, that didn't work out. Date another person, get involved with them. Oh, that didn't work out. You know, it's like you have mini marriages one after the other. So it's a pretty, you know, unconscious pattern that really becomes frustrating after a while. So a lot of our clients come to us, and they are totally frustrated with the whole dating thing because they've been practicing the mini marriage model of dating. So, coaching tools for the readiness stage. In 2005, I wrote the book Conscious Dating. And this is based on 8 years of experience working with singles and developing relationship coaching for singles. So Conscious Dating was not a book that was written off the top of my head because I had a lot of advice for singles. It was written 8 years after the fact. And actually, I didn't want to write a book. I mean, you know, at the time, I did not consider myself an author. I didn't consider that I had anything, you know, unique to say about the subject. And I was a coach, and I just wanted to coach my clients. I didn't want them to read books. I wanted them to hire me as a coach. And so I didn't see the value in books. You know, you can't get it from a book. That was my attitude. However, you know, after so many people telling me, after the launch of Relationship Coaching Institute in 1997 and after developing coaching programs for singles and working with hundreds of singles and teaching other people to work with singles, you know, people were telling me over and over and over again, you got to write a book, you got to write a book, you got to write a book. Okay, so I wrote the book. And this is its second edition. And it's a good book. And everything I know about singles and helping singles is in this book. And the book is designed to be very, very readable. There's lots of stories in there highlighting the different journeys of different kinds of singles. And some of our best tools of working with singles, like the relationship readiness assessment, it's in this book. The dating traps checklist. We have 14 dating traps. The dating red flags checklist is in this book. So this book is a great resource for singles who want to, you know, just the information needed to, you know, navigate dating. And it's also a great resource for any helping professional, including coaches, that has a single client that wants to support them around dating. So that's, you know, one of our first and best tools for working with singles in the readiness stage is the Conscious Dating book. And then we have a whole Conscious Dating coaching program. And there is a workbook for that program. And the program can be conducted individually when you are individually coaching a client, or in groups, group coaching, or in workshops or classes. And so members of RCI are able to download and print out or get printed these workbooks and conduct workshops or retreats or group coaching, you know, through them. Group coaching, by the way, is my favorite form of coaching for singles because, you know, it really... The journey of finding a relationship is a social activity, and the group setting really, really lends itself very, very well to supporting singles. So I loved doing the Conscious Dating program with groups of singles. It's also fun, and it's also very, very profitable. It's also very, very easy to market. I call this our client creation machine. And we have a website on consciousdating.com, and there's a lot of readiness coaching tools on this website. We have singles that discover it and join it every day. There's a free membership. They can download free audio programs and videos and forms, and there's free online quizzes. There's a knowledge bank and a blog, lots of information on every possible topic. You know, if you're wondering about, you know, dating at a distance, you know, How can I, you know, get to know somebody who lives, you know, thousands of miles away? Dating over 50, you know, there's lots of topics and articles, and also is our Find a Coach directory. So this is one way that we market our coaches, our members of Relationship Coaching Institute, is by having these kinds of websites out there and providing lots and lots of value for singles and showcasing our coaches on those websites. So you can go ahead and check it out at consciousdating.com. And we also have what I like to call our virtual coaching program. It is an online coaching program. It's a kind of a self-coaching program. It can be used in a variety of ways. It can be used in conjunction with live coaching with a coach. It can be used as a self-coaching program. It can be used as a marketing device, because if people aren't ready to hire a coach, then maybe they'll, you know, do this online self-study version first, and then they'll be motivated to work with a coach. And we designed this program to so that every step of the way we are reminding people, inviting people, you know, get some support. You know, hey, you want some help with this? You know, let us know. And whenever anybody signs up for it, they are assigned a mentor coach. So in other words, a member of RCI that is sort of in the background, ready and waiting if you need any support. And so it's a wonderful way of providing value to people that, you know, they're not ready to jump into the pool of coaching, but they definitely want to benefit from conscious dating, and they want more than just reading a book. It's a very cool online program, by the way, so you can check it out at consciousdatingprogram.com. So another readiness coaching tool we have, and we're very proud of this, by the way, is that we have put together a whole bunch of professionally designed brochures, presentations, seminars, workshops, classes, flyers. You see screenshots of them here. These are screenshots from our member site, that when you become a member of RCI and you get access to our member site, you can go here and then you can download the editable PowerPoint and modify it as you wish. You can download the brochure or the flyer and put your name on it. And so we make it very, very easy for our members to market and to conduct high-value presentations and seminars and workshops and classes for singles. And so this is a very valuable benefit of membership in RCI, that we do it for you. And so all you have to do is show up and follow the script and use the PowerPoint, and you can really make a difference for singles in their readiness stage. So very valuable readiness coaching tool. Stage two, attraction. So attraction is the dating stage, and so we call this attraction because we really want to highlight that there is a law of attraction operating here, that like attracts like, what's inside shows up on the outside. And that it's not just about finding somebody. It's about being ready for a relationship. It's about finding the right person. And it's about developing a relationship with that right person. So the law of attraction, some people think it's woo-woo. Some people think it's BS. But, you know, we want to highlight that in the dating phase, it's not just about getting the guy or getting the girl or learning how to flirt or how to dress. Or, you know, what line should I use? What opening line should I use? Or how can I get him into bed, you know? Or how can I get my ex back? You know, these are very popular topics in the, you know, dating guru world. And there's lots of singles that fall for it. And say, yeah, I want to get my ex back. I'll pay you, you know, $500 to learn how to do that. Or, yeah, I want to learn how to flirt. I want to attend your flirting workshop. You know, or I want to, you know, get the guy or get the girl. In relationship coaching, you know, getting the guy or girl is not the goal. Having a highly successful, lasting relationship, that's the goal. And if you're ready for it, then we have very effective, very powerful tools for, you know, how you can date to find that person. And so the question here at this stage is, how do I find the love of my life? This is what we help our clients do. And the answer to this question, the short answer, is our four steps for conscious dating: scouting, sorting, screening, and testing. And this is in the Conscious Dating book. This is on our website. This is freely available information. So the top questions, there's two top questions that we get from singles over and over and over. The first is, how do I find the love of my life? How do I find somebody to be with? And this is the answer, the fourth step for conscious dating. And then the second question is, where do I find the love of my life? Where are they? Now, there's millions of singles in the world, and, you know, I'm having trouble finding the one that's compatible with me. You know, where do I find them? And, you know, we definitely help our clients do that, too. That's part of the four steps for conscious dating. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about what they are. So scouting is a process of helping your single client find somebody to meet. It's developing strategies for meeting potential partners. Now, there are many, many possible ways to scout. You might be scouting in line at Starbucks, you know, looking at, you know, attractive potential people. Are they single or not? You might be scouting on the Internet. You might sign up for Internet matchmaking services. You might have your friend scout for you and introduce you to people. You might hire a matchmaker. You know, there's many, many ways to scout. So we are not attached to any one way. As coaches, we don't have advice. We don't have a particular formula. Okay, do this in this way, and you'll be successful. You know, we strategize with our clients, and we know a lot, right? We have a lot of expertise, so we can definitely be effective in supporting our clients to find and choose effective strategies, but we're not going to prescribe them. So we will help our clients develop their strategies for meeting potential partners, and that's the scouting part of it. And then when you first meet somebody, then you need to quickly sort. And this is where you use your requirements to develop an efficient and quick way to determine, is there any potential for a relationship here? And it's a strategy. It's a technique. It's not hard, actually, but it is a bit of a trick. You need to practice it a little bit. And so as an example, what I used to do when I was single, and I had young twin boys. So I have twins, and they're boys. And, you know, you have to really love children to be around me, because twins are energetic, and they take a lot of time and attention. And so that was a very important requirement for me, that anybody that I get involved with, that they, you know, be good with kids, that they like kids, that they actually are excited about, you know, the idea of having twins around, you know, rather than being repulsed by the idea. So very quickly, when I would meet somebody, I would drop the idea that I have twins. And so I would look at my watch and I'd say, okay, you know, I got to get going pretty soon. I got to go pick up my young twin boys from school. And then I would look at the reaction I would get. And sometimes the reaction was something like, oh, twin boys, oh, how fun, you're so lucky. And then I would see that, okay, here's somebody that has some potential. So they passed my first sorting test. And other times I got the kind of reaction of, oh, twin boys. You ever get any time for yourself? And when somebody had that reaction, I could tell that they see, you know, children and twins as something that gets in the way. And, of course, then I would not want to pursue anything with somebody like that. So sorting is using your requirements to quickly develop, you know, in a very, very efficient way to determine, is this going to be a fit or not? And it's a lot of fun to help your clients develop this. Screening is a process of collecting enough information to determine if your requirements would be met. And so this is like where you get together with somebody for coffee. And you're telling each other your life story, you're asking each other questions, you're getting to know each other. And what you really need to know and ask about is, you know, things along the lines of your requirements. Now, it's not the same as like an interrogation. You say, well, do you want kids? How much money do you make? Are you over your ex? You know, of course you want to know all that stuff, but you can do it in a conversational format. It doesn't have to be an interrogation. So screening can be done in an hour over coffee. It can be done by exchanging emails. It can be done by, you know, a lot of ways. You don't need to get involved in a relationship to screen somebody. And then testing is the process of determining if your needs or requirements, you know, would be met for real. And so if they pass your sorting and they pass your screening, then it's time to date. So go on a first date. If you like that first date, go on a second date. And what you're doing when you're dating them is you're testing to see if your needs and requirements would be met for real. And so let me give you a quick example of this. Let's say that you love tennis. You're passionate about tennis. You are a tennis player. You play tennis every day. You want to have a tennis lifestyle. You want a partner that you can share that with. So you're going to scout for somebody that plays tennis. You're going to sort for somebody who, you know, seems compatible that you would want to play tennis with. And screening, you're going to meet with somebody, and you're going to talk about, you know each other. You're going to do the whole screening thing. You're going to have coffee and get to know each other. And then at some point, you got to play tennis together, right? And just because they play tennis doesn't mean that a relationship would work. And just because they play tennis or say they play tennis doesn't mean that it would actually work for you to play tennis with them. Let's say they say they play tennis, but they are really just beginning, just learning. And, you know, it's not satisfying for you at all to play tennis with them. In fact, you don't even think they really do play tennis. Or they are so aggressive and so competitive, it is not fun for you to play tennis with them. And so testing is a process of testing out the reality of your requirements and your needs, that would they be met for real. And so this is what we support our clients to do, so that they can make a conscious relationship choice. You don't want to be exclusive with anybody. You don't want to get to the next stage unless you know that this person is highly aligned with what you're looking for and you have some experience that your requirements and needs would be met. So in stage two, and actually in all coaching, we find that the coaching triad comes in handy. The coaching triad is attitude, skills, and choices. And when you think about it, in coaching, we are always addressing one or more of these. So your attitudes are, you know, the belief system that you have, is the lens that you're looking at through the world. You know, there are facts and there are attitudes. So a fact might be the sky is blue. An attitude might be, you know, the sky is wonderful and warm and pretty. Well, you know, your attitude towards the sky, it doesn't make it a fact. But we have attitudes, we have beliefs, we have lenses through which we look at things, and those lenses can serve us and help us get what we want, or they can get in the way, they can sabotage us. So in the attraction stage in dating, this is where it all comes up. And then there are skills. Now, you know, most things in life require doing something, and doing something requires a skill. It can be as simple as smiling, or it can be as complex as driving a car. And so if there is a skills deficit of some kind, your client's not going to be successful no matter what. And so, you know, we have to kind of pay attention to that. And it's not that we're teachers or skills trainers. And often you can learn a skill simply by realizing that you need to learn it and go ahead and practice it. And if you realize, you know, my gosh, when I meet somebody new, I'm so nervous that I never smile. You know, I need to practice that. I need to smile more. When I first meet somebody, I need to be especially more conscious of that and do it more. Then you can check yourself, you can watch yourself, you can practice it, and before you know it, smiling when you first meet somebody is now a skill that you have, and it comes naturally. It can be as easy as that. And in coaching, that's sort of what we do. We help our client identify sometimes, you know, what they need to learn that would be helpful for them to accomplish what they want to accomplish, and then help them develop a plan for doing that. And then choices. We are choice-making machines. We are making choices every nanosecond of the day. And as coaches, our job is to help our client identify and follow through on the most effective choices for getting what they want in their life. So this is the coaching triad. This is sort of what we're always doing as coaches. When somebody asks me, well, what do coaches do? You know, sometimes this is my answer. I introduce them to the coaching triad. So some important concepts around the attraction stage are settling. People believe that, and their attitude is, You know, I'm not going to find what I really want so I can settle for what I can get. Or I don't deserve love, or I'm too fat, or I'm too old, or it's too late for me, or I don't have enough money. You know, there's all sorts of reasons why people don't allow themselves to go after what they really want. And so we call that settling. So that's an important concept in working with singles in the attraction stage. And then another important concept, a paradigm that I really like to use with singles, is the idea of screening in versus screening out. So screening in is where you are giving people chances. Remember, screening is determining if your requirements will be met with this person, and your goal is to identify any incompatibilities, and if you do, then it's not a deal. You move on. Well, screening in is giving them chances, being nice, having a hard time rejecting them, and, you know, maybe it comes from scarcity. Maybe you don't think you're going to meet anybody better. But screening out is the opposite. Screening out is looking for any reason to say no, that you don't want to waste your time. You want to be efficient. You don't. You want to identify any possible reason that this relationship wouldn't work and it's not aligned with your requirements, needs, and wants. And personally, for me, I advocate screening out. Go ahead and be ruthless about it. It's not personal. It's not offending anybody. You're not doing anything mean or nasty to anybody. You are simply taking care of yourself and being the chooser. And it is more likely you will be able to find what you really want when you're screening out what you don't want. And then there's the idea of red flags. In the Conscious Dating book and our Conscious Dating coaching program, we have an entire red flags checklist. So anytime a single is dating, they meet somebody and they go on a first date or a second date, we would want them to take a look at that red flag checklist. It really would help them, you know, avoid, you know, disaster. There are red flags that you can identify. And then it's, you know, comfort level versus risk. What this means is in coaching, we acknowledge that everybody gravitates towards their comfort level. We want to be comfortable. We don't want to be uncomfortable. Why would we actually choose that? Well, the reality is we're not going to be successful if we stay within our comfort level. The only way we're going to be successful in achieving a big, important goal in our life is by taking a risk, is by getting outside of our comfort level. So as coaches, this is what we're always doing, is supporting our clients to take risks to get outside of their comfort level. It's the constant issue that we are dealing with. And then another important concept in it, the attraction stage, is being the chooser. And, you know, going after what you really want, saying no to what you don't want, being the chooser, being empowered. Too many people are reactive and passive. And they just let life happen. They let other people make the choices. So an important aspect of coaching singles especially is to support them to be the chooser in their life and in their relationships. So, coaching tools, individual and group coaching, attraction coaching, working with singles can be done individually and in groups. The Dating Red Flag Checklist, it's in the Conscious Dating book, it's in our workbook, it's in our Conscious Dating coaching program. The 14 dating traps, that's in the Conscious Dating book as well. It's on the website at consciousdating.com. You know, it's the 14 ways that singles screw up their life. It's 14, you know, unproductive choosing patterns in dating. And if you read through those 14 things, it's very, very enlightening. And what you can do is you can spot patterns, and you can choose the... You can identify the dating traps that you are at risk of. So it's a very useful coaching tool to go over this with your client, identify the dating traps that they are at risk of, and then help them avoid those traps. Having a conscious dating plan. So the whole idea is having a plan. So what's your plan for scouting, sorting, screening, and testing? What are your requirements, needs, and your wants? And how are you going to go after and live your vision while you're single? You know, we don't want to put our life on hold until we meet somebody. We want to live our vision while they're single. So your conscious dating plan would involve, supporting your single client to date and to live a successful life while they're single as well. And we also have a mobile app, and the screenshot here is actually from the mobile app. And, you know, so we are always in your pocket if you download our mobile app. And so, anytime a single has a question or they want to be reminded of something or, you know, they want to support for their journey of being single, they can just open up their mobile app. That's a cool coaching tool that we developed. Also, there's a tool that we developed called What You Believe You Can Achieve. And the idea here is that it's sort of like the positive beliefs and attitudes and identifying the self-sabotaging ones. So this is not a therapy program of identifying all the self-sabotaging, you know, wounds and thoughts and feelings and choice-making, but it is a single tool that we use with our clients to address the positive, productive, powerful attitudes that would be helpful for them and the self-sabotaging beliefs or attitudes that are getting in their way. It's a very, very cool tool. We also have what we call our relationship choice questionnaire. We have, you know, people that are always wondering, is this the right relationship for me? Should I stay? Should I go? Is it good? Is it bad? And you would think that would be obvious for people, but really, we get attached, right? We're in a relationship. We don't want to break up. Breaking us up is hard to do. We get attached. So the relationship choice questionnaire is a cool little tool for just helping a client, you know, make an objective decision about their relationship. And I do believe there's a version of it online at our website at coupleforlife.com. And we have lots and lots of coaching tools in radical dating and radical marriage. So the idea of radical marriage is this extraordinary relationship that you want in your life. Just, you know, the highest evolved relationship that you, you know, could possibly envision. And then you date with that in mind. So you're beginning with the end in mind. And we call it radical dating because you don't just want to meet just anybody. And you just don't want to have any kind of relationship. You want this kind of relationship. You want this kind of life with your partner. And so you are dating to find somebody that is aligned with that. It's a very, very conscious, very, very intentional journey, and it's cool. Let's leave it at that. So, stage three, the pre-commitment or premarital stage of relationship coaching. The primary question here is this the right relationship for me? And helping your clients answer that question is really, really important. And we can't give them advice, we can't tell them what it is, but we can lead them through a journey that helps them become clear about that. And so the stage begins when a single becomes an exclusive couple. So we focus on them having a conversation and them exploring their vision, their purpose, their requirements, needs, and wants to determine if this relationship is a good long-term choice. Now, the reality is that they would rather not break up. They would love for this to be the right one. But in coaching, they're there because they're courageous enough to consider the possibility that it might not be, and they don't want to fail. They want to set themselves up for success. So this is like their insurance policy. And so the important thing here is that we do not give advice or opinions. It is not our job to, you know, bless their relationship or to tell them this is the wrong relationship for them. That what we do is we guide a process of exploration and decision-making. It's a very, very cool coaching process. And there are two possible successful outcomes of this process. And one is obvious, which is, yes, it's the right relationship for me. And yes, I want to make a commitment here. And yes, I'm happy. I finally found the love of my life. That is a successful outcome, of course. However, we also consider it a successful outcome if they decide with clarity that it's not. And short story, and a really clear, obvious example, I worked with a dating couple where, you know, she wanted kids and he didn't. And, you know, this is common. But here's a couple that they were really in love. They wanted to get married. They wanted to be together for the rest of their life. But she wanted kids, and she couldn't give that up. And he did not. And he could not accept having kids, as much as he loved her. And so, what do you do? It's an unsolvable problem. And so, as a coach, I didn't have the answer for them, but I led them through a journey of exploration and conversation and decision making. And with this couple, it was a 3-month process. We were working together for 3 months. And then one day, you know, they showed up in session and she shifted. And she spoke up and she said, I've made a decision that I require kids. I require children and a family. As much as I love you and really want to be with you, if that's not going to happen, I need to move on. And that was a gift for herself. It was also a gift for him. Because now he could move on to find somebody who's aligned with who he is and the kind of life that he wants. And so that is a highly successful outcome for pre-commitment coaching. Isn't it much better for them to figure that out and break up and move on than to, you know, get married and then end up getting divorced because the same problem, you know, doesn't get solved? It's an unsolvable problem and they end up not being able to live with it anymore? So pre-commitment coaching is a wonderful, very, very crucial form of relationship coaching. So some tools that we have for coaching pre-committed couples and individuals in a pre-commitment stage starts off with a conscious dating book. And if you have somebody coming to you and saying, well, you know, I met somebody, we're in a relationship, I'm not quite so sure, then you can always give them the conscious dating book and have them, you know, learn about requirements, needs, wants, vision, purpose, you know, the whole thing. It's not that they are single, they're in a relationship, but it's a good tool to kind of help, you know, start the conversation about all that. And then we have an ebook that we put together called Should I Stay or Should I Go? And I am really, really proud of this ebook because it presents the dilemma and provides strategies for resolving this dilemma that are very, very balanced and responsible. It's not advice giving. It's not, well, if it's like this, you should go, you know, kind of thing. It's if anybody is considering this question, if they're struggling with should I stay or should I go, this is a really, really good ebook for them, and it's something that you can download and use the strategies with your clients. It's ones that you can refer your clients to. And then we have our communication map for having effective conversations. We have free relationship assessments at coupleforlife.com, and you can explore what those are. You can refer your clients to those as pre-commitment coaching tools. And we have our Couple for Life program. It's a coaching program for coaching premarital and pre-committed couples. And the Radical Marriage book, again, because it's such an inspirational model, and it's challenging. It's not easy, but it's meant to inspire individuals and couples to determine, you know, the ultimate relationship that they want. And then when they have clarity about that, then they can achieve it. You know, if you can't see it, you can't achieve it. And so it's a wonderful pre-commitment coaching tool to be able to give an individual or a couple the Radical Marriage book or recommend it to them, and then they can decide what kind of ultimate relationship that they want. Yeah, I want a relationship like that. Say, well, you want that? No, for me, that's not for me. No way, I want a relationship like that. So it's a cool tool. It's also very inspirational. And let's see what else here. Let's That's it for the pre-commitment stage. Stage four, coupling. Now, the primary question here is, how can we co-create a successful, lasting relationship? And they're already committed. They've already decided, this is the one for me. Maybe they're married. Maybe they moved in together. Maybe they even had babies. And, you know, they are definitely coupled. And they really want this relationship to last. So these are committed couples. They have a committed mindset. And a committed mindset means that problems are to be solved or endured, not reasons for leaving. Now, endured means that you're going to put up with a problem rather than leave the relationship. And that's absolutely possible, by the way. You know, lots of relationships have problems that are unsolvable, but they're not necessarily relationship breakers because they're more about needs than they are about requirements. So if a need isn't met, you're not going to be content or happy, but you're not going to leave the relationship. If it's about a requirement, you're definitely going to leave the relationship. So that's the commitment mindset, is that we'll solve our problems or put up with our problems. We're not going to leave because of a problem. And the focus of coaching committed couples is on functionality. The principle here is that you must survive before you can thrive. You must be functional before you can be happy. And so this is where we're taking a stuck couple and we're working with them towards functionality. And like we talked about, most couples are motivated to seek help because they have problems and they're stuck in this stage. And most of the tools and strategies and paradigms that we already talked about can be used in this stage. That's cool. So the communication map is a great tool to start working with couples, especially committed couples, from the very, very first session. You can download the tutorial. It's 47 minutes. It makes it very clear how to use the communication map. It's a very comprehensive communication system that is condensed and made very easy to follow. And the communication map is downloadable on our website, and you can purchase a laminated version and give it to your clients or, you know, hang it up on your fridge. And we also have done-for-you communication map seminars and workshops for our members. And so the communication map is a great marketing tool, because what is the number one complaint of couples? What's the number one reason that they say they need help? It's their communication. That's their belief. The reason we're having trouble is that we're having trouble communicating. So the communication map is a really great marketing tool and provides lots of value if you, you know, teach it in a class or a workshop or a seminar. A great marketing device. Then the relationship journal, I call it my all-time favorite relationship coaching and self-help tool for couples. It's in ebook form at Amazon.com or on our website. And it's free. It's easy. It's just a process to follow that a couple can follow together, or you can do it with a relationship coach. So one format for relationship coaching is go ahead and use the communication map with them first to get them on the same page and having functional communication, and then give them the relationship journal and support them to use it together so that they are, you know, developing this process that really helps them identify their needs and wants and works together to achieve those and, you know, their dreams. It's a really, really cool process. Cool thing about the relationship journal is using it in a retreat, either a self-guided retreat or one that is professionally led. And then, again, at coupleforlife.com, we have free relationship assessments that you can use with couples. We have, especially for committed relationships, we have our relationship assessment for committed couples. It's 72 items in 10 categories, and it's a great enrollment tool. It's a great thing to use when you're starting to work with your couples to help them identify, you know, areas of strength and weakness and choose what they might want to work on with you. So, you know, assessments are a great enrollment tool and a great tool for designing your coaching relationship and what to work on. And it's a great tool for measuring the effectiveness of coaching. The best way to demonstrate that your coaching is effective is give them the assessment later, like 3 months later, and look at the difference when they've taken it when they started with you and they've taken it after they've been working with you for a while. So it really reinforces the value and benefit of coaching to do what we call a pre-post form of assessment. And for working with committed couples, again, we have our Couple for Life workbook and coaching program. We have our Radical Marriage book and our Radical Marriage coaching program. So, you know, Radical Marriage is for functional couples. We don't really, you know, use it for couples that are in trouble. They're not ready for that. However, if your couple is functional or nearing functionality or they need inspiration, you know, they're ready to get to, they want to get to the next level, sometimes the best way to solve problems is just jump over them. You know, you can beat your head against the wall forever on this problem, or just jump over it. Just get your relationship to the next level, and then the problem disappears. You know, it's amazing how that happens. And problems sometimes resolve themselves. You give it enough time, the problem goes away. All of a sudden, you realize, hey, what about that? You know, that hasn't come up in a long time. But you really haven't solved the problem. It just went away. So sometimes with coaching committed couples, even though they're not necessarily at functionality, they're still having problems, they're still struggling, sometimes it's a cool thing to introduce, you know, Radical Marriage to them. So stage five is the bliss stage of relationship. This is what happens after happily ever after. This is what happens once they've achieved functionality and they wonder, okay, what's next? And, you know, maybe couples want to stay where they're at forever. That's a valid choice. But the reality is for a lot of couples that once they've achieved that level, they want more. They're ready for more. And they want to deepen their intimacy, their love, their trust, their connection, their spirituality, their sex, and all aspects of their life. And what seems to be true is that a good relationship is not enough. A good relationship becomes boring if it's not evolving. It seems to be true that if you're not going forward, you're going backwards. So, you know, it's hard for us just to stay still. And so in the bliss stage, we're talking about, you know, beyond happily ever after, you know, your dream or vision is what you can currently conceive. But you can go beyond that. So when it comes to happily ever after, the way I think about happily ever after is that is what you can envision right now. When I achieve that, I'll be happy. Well, what if you do achieve it? Then what? That's what I call beyond happily ever after. That's the juicy part. That's the exciting part, you know. And so that is what Radical Marriage is based on. And that is the bliss stage of coaching relationships is, you know, after you've achieved your initial dream. You've found the love of your life. You're happy. You're living happily ever after right now. Now what? It's very, very cool that when you achieve your dream, you can see more, you want more, and you can do more. And so we really want to support you to help your clients to go beyond happily ever after. And Radical Marriage is one model for doing that. And it's really just about exploring what's possible in your life and relationships. It's, you know, as coaches, we live in possibility, that we assume anything and everything's possible. It's possible for you to go to the moon with enough support, with the right technology. Of course it's possible. So, you know, we don't rule anything out. Anything that our client wants, anything that, you know, that they bring to us that is an important goal for them, we believe it is totally possible for them. And your clients will amaze you, even though inside you might say, oh, I don't know about that. I don't know if I can help you do that. I don't know if that's even possible. Your clients will amaze you. And it becomes really, really cool as a coach when you help your client achieve something that, you know, inside you kind of actually doubted. So with Radical Marriage, one way of looking at it, the subtitle for the book is Your Relationship as Your Greatest Adventure. And your relationship can be your greatest adventure. Intimacy is exciting. Connection is fulfilling. And so a relationship is more than just about living together and having dinner every night and maybe having babies. You know, it's about sharing your life with somebody and that you can accomplish far more in life together than alone. And some tools for coaching the bliss stage are, again, the communication map. Starting with that. The relationship journal, we use it in the bliss stage as well as the coupling stage. It's a really, really cool tool. Couples in the bliss stage really use it. They really embrace it, and they really, really love it. Sometimes in the coupling stage, they need you to kind of walk them through it. They need you to coach them. In the bliss stage, they are so motivated and so ready that they just take a tool and run with it. And then the Radical Marriage book, and in our coaching program for Radical Marriage, we have lots and lots of handouts and exercises, and there's a screenshot of one of them called Radical Living. And Radical Living is actually the final chapter in the Radical Marriage book. It's about, you know, living your best life together. And so each one of the chapters in Radical Marriage has handouts and exercises, you know, radical intimacy, radical sex, radical communication, radical romance, you know, radical living. And, you know, in the book, there are also exercises. So the book is a great place to start. And we have a whole Radical Marriage coaching program. And we don't have it yet, but we will have it shortly, is a Radical Marriage coaching workbook. And for couples that are ready for Radical Marriage, I love the idea of Radical Marriage retreats. And, you know, it's more than a workshop. You really, you know, go off into a beautiful place, and you have enough privacy and you have enough support to really, really take a look at and work on your relationship. And you do that either on your own, a self-guided retreat, and, you know, we provide very, very specific guidelines using the relationship journal for how to do that, and also being professionally led. And as a relationship coach, it's a lot of fun to, you know, work with a couple maybe on a week-by-week basis for a while and then go off and lead them in a retreat. And we have done for you Radical Marriage workshops, classes, and seminars on every one of the topics of Radical Marriage. And so you see them here: Radical Commitment, Communication, Intimacy, Romance, Sex, and Radical Living. So our members of RCI, you know, always have a seminar or a workshop in their back pocket, you know, ready to go. So, singles love conscious dating. If you go to Amazon, you're going to see these kinds of reviews. So just know that when you bring conscious dating to your single clients, they will love it. It will make a lot of sense for them. It will change their life. And the proof is right there. And experts love conscious dating. Some of the top experts in the field, the people that I respect the most, have taken a look at conscious dating and they love it. You know, Harvey Hendricks, Pat Love, Gay and Katie Hendricks, you know, it doesn't get any better than that. I'm really, really proud that, you know, the peers in my profession, the people who I really respect, you know, think that conscious dating is powerful and very, very worthwhile for singles. And couples love Radical Marriage. If you go to Amazon, you're going to see reviews like these. You know, it's amazing. And people have called it the best book they've ever read. You know, there's one here you can see. I couldn't put the book down. The proof is right there that the market is there, that the technology is there. The book really helps make it understandable and doable and motivates couples to work with you as a coach. And experts love Radical Marriage. You see Harvey Hendricks and, you know, some of the top people in the field, the people that I respect, you know, the most, have taken a look at Radical Marriage, and they think it is transforming. You know, I love what Greg and Priscilla Hunt at Better Marriages had to say. You know, their review here, you know, is your marriage where you want it to be? This book will challenge you to take it to the next level beyond where you ever thought it could be. Your marriage could be more, wonderfully more, extraordinarily more, you know, radically more. You know, what a great endorsement and a great point of view. And, you know, couples want more typically. You know, even if they say they're happy the way things are they really happy with the way things are? You know, no. Inside they want more. They just feel guilty about wanting more. They feel guilty about, you know, not being satisfied with the way things are. But they don't need to feel guilty. It's just human nature that we always kind of want to get to the next level. We always want more. And radical marriage will inspire couples and give them a roadmap to more. And so what we really want is for you to consider joining us, training with RCI, joining RCI. Now, when I say join RCI, what I mean by that is we are a membership organization. So you can't just sign up for a particular training. You join RCI, and then all of our done-for-you programs, our marketing support, our practicing building support, and all of our trainings are accessible to you. It's sort of like a health club. You know, you join, and then, you know, you take your first class, and then you come whenever you want, and you have access to everything. So we are the pioneer and industry leader for relationship coach training. We're the first, we're the largest. You know, we developed relationship coach training because at the time when I discovered coaching and I became so excited as a therapist and I really wanted to apply it to relationships, there was no relationship coach training. There was no training program that could show me exactly how to apply coaching to relationships. So I ended up having to figure it out and develop it for myself. And that was the birth of Relationship Coaching Institute. That was in 1997. So RCI trainings are organized around the five stages of relationships. So when you join us either for coaching singles or for coaching couples. We also have a life coach training program because a lot of, you know, if you are starting from scratch, you haven't had any kind of experience helping people at all ever, you don't have any training for that, then having our foundational life coach training is a great place to start. And then working with singles and couples is a higher order training and skill. So it's a specialty of life coaching. And so for our singles and couples programs, the singles training program focuses on the readiness and the attraction stage of working with singles. And then when your singles become a couple, then you're in the couples training program, which is starts with your coaching pre-committed couples, premarital couples, then committed couples, and then coach bliss coaching and radical marriage coaching. So, you know, what I've described to you today in terms of the five stages of relationships, that tracks exactly with our how our coach trainings are organized. So when you join RCI, like I said, everything's included. Done-for-you programs. You can use all of our trademarks and intellectual property. And we provide, you know, outstanding practice building and marketing support. You know, we are committed to your success. This is why we are a membership program. If all we did was provide training and you signed up for a training and you completed your training, then you go on your way. And I'm not satisfied with that. That's not good enough for me because training by itself is the beginning. Training qualifies you to provide a service. It doesn't make you a good coach. And it doesn't make you a successful coach able to get clients and make a living at this. So that's why we're a membership program. We provide far more than just training. I don't want to discount training. Training is extremely important, and it's the foundation of what we do. But we are committed to our members' success beyond the training. So when you graduate the training, that's just the beginning. That's not the end. So, next step, let's talk. And generally, I mean, if you're ready to join RCI, go right ahead. Go to our website, relationshipcoachinginstitute.com, you know, click on enrollment, and sign right up. However, it's a big commitment, and we would definitely want to talk with you about that and find out your situation and your goals and kind of make it clear to you about RCI and how we operate and see if it's a good fit. You know, that's very, very important to us. Our members stick. For years, they are happy with their membership in RCI. We have very, very satisfied members, and if you go to our website, you know, you see some of their testimonials. And the reason for that is that when you join RCI, we do everything we can to make sure it's a good fit for you, that we are a good resource and a good training program that would fit your needs and help you accomplish your goals. So go ahead and make an appointment to chat with us at meetwithrci.com, and, you know, let's talk. So that would be the next step. So that's everything I have for you today. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your interest. And I'm going to go ahead and check the questions and see what came in. See, David is asking, will a recording of this call be available? Yes, immediately afterwards. Carusa is asking, what is the advice we can give a successful businesswoman who can't find love and pleasure in her life? Great question. There are a lot of successful people, men and women, who are having trouble finding love. And but we don't give them advice, Carusa. We have our conscious dating program. We help them be clear about who they are and what they want. We help them be clear about their vision, purpose, requirements, needs, and wants. We help them develop their conscious dating plan, and then we coach them, we support them to implement their conscious dating plan, and that's how the successful person who's having trouble finding love can find love, with the success, with the support of a coach, and having a program, a structured program that they can follow that has the steps for being clear about who they are and what they want and how to get what they want. And so it's more than just how to flirt or what to say or what not to say or how to dress or, you know, it's a bit more involved than that, but what is really helpful when you break it down in the form of a program. And my motto for coaches is sell programs, not sessions. Now, we are not consultants. We do not want to sell our services by the hour and give people advice. We want them to sign up for our coaching program so that we can support them to be successful in their goal. That is the key. Giving them advice is not going to help them be successful in their goal, because oftentimes they know what they should do and they know what their options are. They're just having trouble doing it. And so coaching is a process, the process of change and growth and goal accomplishment takes time. And so we want them to commit to a coaching program of, you know, 60 days or 90 days or 6 months or, you know, even a year. Or, you know, typically you will market your initial coaching program, so your 90-day conscious dating program. Find your soulmate in 90 days. And then that's what they sign up for to get started. And it's amazing how often that your clients will amaze you and they will accomplish the goal faster than they anticipated or that you anticipated. But sometimes it takes a lot longer. So your client needs to be willing to commit to their goal and the process of achieving the goal. And you have a technology, you have services that will support them in that process. That's your job. Your job is not to give them advice, because they usually know what they should do. And so thanks for the question. So any other questions? Go ahead and put them in the question box. I don't see any more. So I think we're done. So thanks for joining us. You want to chat with us, you want to find out more about RCI, you want to determine if RCI is a good fit for you, please do let us know. Make an appointment to chat with us at meetwithrci.com. And we hope to see you next time. Bye for now. Mm-hmm.